previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
See, Eugene and I came in this morning and found an unconscious man in the Imagination Station.
Well, his name is Malachi.
I'm an angel.
I came in this morning and suddenly realized that there were a lot of other places I'd rather be.
Like where?
I have no idea.
I wanted to see how your interview with the dean went.
Oh,
I think you have to be more aggressive.
Malachi told me where I could find this diary of my son Timmy. And this diary has me thinking. I could build a retreat center right around Timmy's cabin.
I got a call from the missions board this morning.
Your work with the missions is done for now.
Mr. Malachi, what makes you think you can walk in here and say these things to me?
Is it just me, or has everything started going crazy since Malachi showed up?
Greetings and salutations.
Oh, good morning, Eugene.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you had a meeting with the dean this morning.
Indeed, I have. But I had to take Katrina to the airport first. She returned to Chicago.
I don't understand you two. Why does she keep going back and forth like that? Why doesn't she just finish her degree here?
Well, because Campbell College doesn't offer an advanced degree in her area of studies. This is the most sensible way to achieve our goals.
Most sensible way to achieve our goals.
Precisely.
Well, I'm not overwhelmed by your romance.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to be. Besides, if this interview with the dean goes well, then...
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Good morning, Mr. Riley.
Tom, what in the world are you carrying?
Just some plans I threw together for the Timothy Center.
Huh.
I've been up all night working on them.
Well, that's quick work.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with the mayor this morning to show her what I have in mind. I am really excited about this.
No kidding.
Well, I just thought I'd drop by to ask you to pray for me.
Sure.
We will.
Oh, gotta run.
As must I. I'll walk out with you. Farewell. Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye, Eugene. I'm beginning to feel left out.
Left out?
Yeah, everybody's got so much going on. Makes me wish Malachi would show up with a message for me.
Maybe he will.
You haven't seen him today, have you?
No, I haven't. Does this mean you think he's an angel?
I don't know. Maybe there is some kind of explanation for it all. But I'd like to believe. Does Jason still think Malachi's some kind of spy?
I don't think Jason quite knows what to make of it.
Well, where is he anyway? I thought he was coming in.
Oh, no, he won't be in until a lot later. He decided to go fishing up at Trickle Lake.
Fishing? Jason?
Oh, he likes to fish sometimes, when he wants to get away to think.
Good morning.
Oh, didn't see you there. Good morning.
How's the fishing?
Well, they're not biting, so I think I'm going to call it a day. Or a morning. Whatever. I don't have the patience for this, really.
Then why did you come out?
Well, I just wanted to get away from everything for a little while.
Why, is there something on your mind?
What, are you taking a survey? Look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not interested in whatever it is you're selling.
I'm not selling anything. I have a message for you.
A message? Oh, I get it. Yeah, you're him. The one who claims to be an angel. Malachi, right?
I am.
Yeah. Clever meeting me in a place like this. Secluded. Anything could happen. Yeah, so who tipped you off? I know you're doing some kind of surveillance of Wits End and Tom Riley, Jack and Joanne Allen. Okay, so here we are. What's the game? What do you want?
To give you a message.
Right, fine. A message.
You feel dissatisfied, restless, is the word you used in your conversation with Connie yesterday. That restlessness is God-given. It is time to look elsewhere.
What, is this some kind of new approach? You're trying to recruit me, aren't you?
One way or another, everyone's looking for the same thing, to find his or her own place in this world. This instinct is from God himself. You want to know who you are and what your purpose is.
Okay, fine, I'll play along. What is my purpose, then?
Not this. You should be a fisher of men.
Oh, very good. Yeah, throw in a little biblical analogy. So what's your point?
The heart of the matter.
Okay, look, Malachi, or whatever your real name is. I don't know who you're working for or what you're getting at. but I really dislike these psychological games, you hear me? So just tell your boss to pack it in, all right? You stay away from me and my friends.
You'd be wise to let go of me.
Ooh, big tough angel. Why, what'll happen if I don't?
Well, Tom, everything about your paperwork is just fine. I think a retreat center for our young people is an excellent idea.
I'm glad you think so.
But as you know, Timmy's Cabin, as you call it, it is a listed historical property.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that means, technically, you can't do anything to it or its environs without permission from the local historical sites board.
I wouldn't dream of doing anything to hurt Timmy's Cabin anyway. Who's on the board?
An historical sites consultant, the city planner, and me. I'll be honest with you, Tom. To get this application past the board, you need to revise your statement of goals for the retreat center.
What's wrong with what I have?
Well, it's not inclusive enough.
What do you mean, inclusive?
Well, for one thing, I'd like to see something in your plan that includes a female in a role of responsibility. Right now, according to your list of references, you seem to be relying on all male participants and consultants.
What else?
Well, you've also put a particularly Christian spin on the center. You know, I'd like other religions and non-religions to feel comfortable there. For example, I think you should call the Malachi Prayer Chapel, let's say something like the Malachi Meditation Center or the Reflection Center.
I see.
You get the idea.
I sure do.
Good. Then I'll look forward to your making those changes and then meet with us, three tomorrow?
I'll do my best.
I hope so. Because without those changes, Tom, you won't get approval to build the center.
Oh, yes, sir. The dean will see you in just a moment.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, well, here's a comfortable couch.
Oh, Eugene.
Yes?
Why don't you stick up for yourself more?
What do you mean?
Well, you should have reminded him of all the work you've done for the college. It's not unreasonable for you to assert your expectations, all things considered. I think you have to be more aggressive.
Aggressive?
Excuse me, sir. Dean Rogers will see you now. Right through that door.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressive.
Come in, Eugene. I appreciate your meeting me again.
Oh, thank you, Dean. I had a pretty full schedule, but managed to juggle some things to fit you in.
Oh, really?
Really.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Eugene, is everything all right?
Oh, sure, everything's just peachy.
If you say so. But unfortunately, things are not so peachy for our budget this year. I've been doing some serious thinking on it, Eugene. And I have to say that it's no good.
No good? My resume? My credentials?
No, our budget. Due to cutbacks, I simply can't offer you a full-time job at this time.
You can't? I mean, you can't? Why, that's preposterous.
What?
Preposterous, I tell you. You have to hire me full-time.
But I don't have the budget, Eugene. I just said that. There's no money.
No money? Well, I hadn't counted on that. No money? Look, Dean Rogers, I know how these things work. The front office can always manipulate the budget if it really wants to. Now, come on, be serious. Let's talk shop and scratch some backs. To borrow the colloquialisms.
I think I've said just about all that can be said at this time, Eugene. I'm happy for you to continue with the college on a part-time capacity, but, well, that's all I can do.
Oh. Well, thank you for considering me.
Eugene, I'm just curious. What was that posturing all about?
Oh, I was just trying to be aggressive and assertive.
You need to work on it.
Yes, I know. Dean Rogers, if I may speak from the heart?
Yes, of course.
Well, this is a very deep disappointment to me.
I've served this college in a number of different ways over the years. I've been dedicated to its success, both academically and financially.
Yes, I know you have, Eugene.
I've committed my talents to nearly every department on this campus in one form or another. My resume speaks of my abilities, but it cannot speak of something else. My desire to work for this college. Now, I could apply elsewhere, but I haven't. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I've grown fond of this institution. It's become like a home to me, and that's all I have to say.
Well, I thank you for speaking so openly, Eugene. Mm-hmm. I'll contact you if there's any change.
Thank you, Dean Rogers.
Joanne, have you seen the invoice for the Tiffany lamp? Joanne?
Hmm? I'm sorry, Jack.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
You're still thinking about Malachi's message?
Yes.
Well, if you don't believe he's an angel or that his message is from God, why is it troubling you so much?
I don't know. And that troubles me as much as his message.
Malachi said something about your head and your heart, that you must do what your head says you should, but your heart doesn't want to.
Yes, I remember.
Was he right? Does your head want to stop your mission's work, but your heart won't let you?
He was right about that.
Then tell me what your heart says, Joanne.
Jack, I can't let go of the mission's work because there isn't anyone to take my place. I feel like I'd be letting everybody down if I left before they found someone else.
Is that the only thing holding you back?
Uh-huh. I feel responsible. I worry about it all.
I understand, but Joanne, what if Malachi's right? What if it isn't your place to worry about what happens next? I mean, if it's God's mission, then it's up to God to take care of it. We do our part, of course, but sometimes we have to let go without knowing how it'll all work out.
But that's so hard.
I know.
Jack, what am I going to do?
Let's close the shop for a little while and pray about it. And then we can just go from there. Hi, guys.
Oh,
Jason.
Jason!
What in the world?
You're soaked!
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
Well, I was the fish that got thrown back. Hmm? Yeah, one minute we were standing on the dock, and then the next minute I was splashing out in the middle of Trickle Lake.
Well, I'll get some towels.
No, Joanne, wait. Forget about the towels.
Oh, but you're...
It's all right. Jack, lock the door.
Okay, but why?
We have to talk.
It's a disappointment. Yes, it would be better if we spoke later. I'll call you from my room. Okay, goodbye, Katrina. Oh, I'm sorry, but you have to use the front door. This is for employees. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Eugene.
Eugene, I was wondering how your meeting with the dean went. It's Malachi.
Hello, Connie.
Hi. Eugene, do you see who it is?
Yes, I see. It's our mystery guest.
What?
It's our message bearer, Malachi, the man with the well-placed messages that seem to stir people up.
Eugene, if this is you trying to be aggressive, now it's not the time.
I know I'm being entirely self-centered, but I can't help but feel that if you are an angel, you might have something helpful for me at this precise moment.
Eugene, have you lost your mind?
No, Connie, I'm merely being honest. As a man or an angel, I'm sure he can cope with my honesty. Can't you?
Your honesty is commendable, Eugene. Misguided and self-centered, but commendable.
Thank you.
Oh, your confusion is understandable, too. You're trying to make life-changing decisions, but you don't know where faith fits into it all.
Precisely.
You also feel as if circumstances and events continue to work in opposition to your relationship with Katrina.
Correct again.
You wonder if the two of you will ever be happy together.
Yes.
It will get worse before it gets better.
And that's your message?
Part of it.
And?
Grace is never measured in excess, and strength always comes when you're at your weakest. Not when you think you're at your weakest, but when you truly are. So be strong in the faith you have, and the rest will be added to you. it will be just enough.
Malachi?
Yes, Connie.
Don't you have any messages for me?
What sort of message do you hope to hear?
Well, you see, I've been trying to decide if I should work full-time for a while rather than go to college right away, and I can't decide.
You once wanted to be a teacher, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What happened to that desire?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's still there. I don't know, I've been distracted and... why?
Go to Tom Riley.
Tom? But what's he got to do with it?
Go to Tom Riley. That is your message.
Huh. Well, okay.
Now.
Oh, right, okay, I'm gone.
It's maddening, Whit.
Oh, I know.
We keep going over and over this proposal, but it comes down to the same thing. I don't want to change what I wrote. It's a Christian retreat center. I resent having to compromise to get Margaret's consent. But I can't figure out what went wrong.
Well, what do you mean?
It was all going so well. I got businesses, churches, even some of the public schools are behind it. I had half a dozen teachers call to book some time just on word of mouth alone. It's like God had given me smooth sailing. But now this. If God could part the Red Sea, couldn't he have done the same with red tape?
Oh, Tom, maybe there are some things even he doesn't want to get caught up in.
Well, he's a lot smarter than I am. And look at Margaret's note here. She says she wants to make absolutely sure that I have females in key roles. Well, I'd love to have females in key roles, but I don't know any who have the time to take on something like this.
Oh, there's bound to be someone.
Yeah, like who?
Well, let's think about it.
All right.
You need somebody who likes being with kids.
Yeah.
Communicates well with them.
Right.
Good teacher.
Uh-huh.
And has the time and energy to spend with them.
Like who? I mean, be practical, Whit. Where are we going to find someone like that?
Hello? Are you guys in there?
Connie.
I'm impressed.
Thank you, Mayor.
And Ned tells me that as City Planning Commissioner, he has no problems with your presentation. Is that right, Ned?
That's right, Mayor.
Good.
And the distinguished Dr. Lawrence Blumenthal sees no danger to the historical aspects of the site. Is that correct, Doctor?
That's correct, Mayor Fay.
Well, that leaves only me. Well, first, can you show in good faith your intention to appoint women in positions of responsibility in this center of yours?
Yes, Mayor. You see, I've made it part of the charter, and I've already secured someone who's ably qualified to head our overall education and activities program.
Well, that's quick work. Who have you secured?
Me, Mayor Fay, Connie Kendall.
Oh, Connie. Very good. That's a start. Now, I noticed that you didn't change the wording of your proposal to make the retreat center more inclusive. Why not?
Frankly, Mayor, I didn't do it because I simply can't.
Why not?
Because this center, like most of the things I try to do, is an extension of who I am. It's a calling, if you will. That makes it Christian. I mean, I'm happy to have people of other faiths come to the Timothy Center, but they ought to come knowing that the center is built on a Christian foundation. To do otherwise would be a betrayal of the center's purpose and my faith, and a disservice to everyone else.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that, Tom. I had hoped to grant approval free and clear, but I can't. Permission to build your Timothy Center is refused.
I'm sorry, Mayor. Could I get you to repeat that?
Oh, you mean louder?
No, I mean again. I need you to break that news to a few people outside. Whit, would you bring them in?
Okay, Tom.
Is it time? Have they made a decision yet?
I want to see
what sure
is. What is this, Tom?
These are some of the folks who were counting on using the Timothy Center once it was up and running.
Yes.
Now this here, This here is Mrs. Emily Cooper from the Oswald Heights Junior School in Connellsville.
Hi. Thank you very much. Hello.
And these are some of her students.
Hi.
Hello.
And, very good.
Oh, yes, yes. I have a petition here signed by 13 other public school principals and one or two superintendents, along with churches and businesses and charities.
All right. Quiet down, everyone. Just quiet down. Tom, I'd like to see you in my office.
Yes, ma'am.
This is blackmail, Tom. Nothing short of blackmail.
Is it? Well, no more so than you withholding permission because I won't say what you want me to say.
I won't be pushed around this way.
Look, Margaret, I'm willing to donate the land and my time and money to something that'll help the kids. I'm not out to shove Christianity down anyone's throats, but I am a Christian, and my center will uphold Christian values. Otherwise, there's no point in my doing it. Now the decision is yours.
Are you willing to jeopardize your center over this?
Are you willing to jeopardize it? Because if you are, then you better come up with something clever to say to those kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was fortunate to find a precedent in the city code books that allows for Mr. Riley to open and maintain a charitable retreat center based on Christian principles.
This is good. This is progress.
So I'm pleased to say that permission is granted for the Timothy Center. All right!
Well, Lord, we thank you for this land and for the opportunity that you gave to minister here. May it always be used to your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hand me the shovel, will you, Whit?
Oh, yeah, here you go, Tom.
Thanks.
Mr. Riley, what will go on this exact spot?
If I got my geography right, this is where the Malachi Prayer Center will be.
Well, then it's a good place to start.
Right. Here goes. There. Does anybody have anything else to say? I mean, since we're all together.
I do.
Well, okay, Joanne, go right ahead.
Well, Whit and Jason already know this, but I think this is a good time to let the rest of you know that I'm resigning from the missions board.
Indeed.
I won't be traveling again for a long time. Well, not in the near future.
And I couldn't be happier.
Neither could I, to be honest. It's a relief.
But you were so worried about your replacement. What happened with that?
That's not for me to say.
But it is for me to say.
What?
Oh. Well, as a member of the missions board, I put forward a candidate to replace Joanne, and it was approved unanimously. Jason.
What?
Jason? Oh.
Jason? You're leaving us?
Only once in a while, like Joanne did.
Well, if I may ask, what caused you to make this decision?
Well, I had a little encounter with someone up at Trickle Lake that persuaded me that maybe I should be the one to go.
Malachi.
That's right.
You know, you think he would have come here for this. It's not like he wasn't responsible or anything.
We would have asked, but he never showed up again.
No.
Well, I have to say that from a strictly rational point of view, the proof did not weigh in his favor that he was definitely, absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and incontrovertibly, an actual angel.
Well, that's not what you said in the kitchen.
Yes. Mr. Riley, did you say you were serving lemonade up at your abode?
I did indeed, Eugene.
Ah.
Joanne made a nice cake, too. Mm. Come on, everybody, let's go out.
Yummy, I know that. I know what you made.
What's the matter, Whit? Aren't you coming?
Oh, I'll be up in a minute. You go ahead, Tom.
Something wrong?
No. I just thought I saw something over by that tree.
I didn't see anything.
Go ahead. I'll be right behind you.
Okay.
Oh. So, you came after all.
Yes.
Now, the rest couldn't see you, could they?
Only you.
Why? Oh, you're leaving.
Only in a manner of speaking.
Well, what happens now?
What has begun will now continue, like a new beginning for what always was. And I will be like a dream to you.
A dream? You mean we won't remember that you were here?
You'll remember, but only as a vague idea, a premonition, a foreshadowing, or a distant emotion. I'm your coincidences and your intuition. I'm the one that you glimpse out of the corner of your eye, and when you turn, nothing is there.
Oh, but that makes me sad. To have met you, but not know you anymore.
Oh, don't be sad. I'm nearby. There are many of us nearby. Always.
Well, then, thank you for everything, Malachi. I'm sorry it took me so long to believe.
Oh, in your heart, you believed at the beginning, John Avery Whittaker.
You said you had a message for me. Did I miss it?
No, you didn't. I'm going to tell you now.
Oh.
The message is this. Well done, good and faithful servant. You are much loved. Keep your hands steady on the plow, and the harvest will be fuller than you can imagine.
You know, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Even now, I feel tired.
What measure of grace would you like?
I would like inspiration.
Ah, consider it done. Oh, just one more thing, Whit.
Yes.
You may want to correct the images of the angels in your Imagination Station programs. They are all wrong.
Consider it done.
Whit, are you coming?
What, Don? Oh, yes, I'm coming.
What on earth are you doing?
I don't know. It's so odd. I came back here to do something. And I don't know what it was. You know, it's funny, though, Tom, because I just had an idea for a new invention for Wits End.
You did? Right now?
Yeah, I better write it down before I forget. Oh, and I want to get Eugene to reprogram the Imagination Station. I think we represented the angels all wrong.
What in the world has gotten into you?
I've just had a sudden burst of inspiration, that's all.
Salutations. You have reached the answering machine of Eugene Meltzner. Please leave a message at the sound of the intonation.
Hello, Eugene. It's Dean Rogers here. I'm very happy to say that we've reconsidered your application, and I think you'll be pleased with our decision. Please give me a call at my office at your earliest convenience. Oh, and do thank your friend Malachi for stopping by. His words were most helpful. At your earliest convenience. Oh, and thank you for stopping by. Your words were most helpful.
There's a lot we could say about the last few adventures we've had. One thing is that it's helpful to be reminded that the Bible talks about angels again and again. They're real, and they touch our lives in ways we're often not aware. The other thing is, we've seen how important obedience is to the Christian life. God speaks to us in so many ways, to show us His love and His will for our lives, but He still leaves it for us to listen and obey. I wonder how many wonderful things we haven't experienced because we wouldn't obey what God has said. You know, it's not too late, though. Even now we can start listening to the voice of God through His Word, through prayer, through the wise people He puts in our lives, and even through angels. However God speaks to us, let's commit now to obeying Him and see what wonders He'll perform. Thanks for listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Malachi's message was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Dave Arnold. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.